What's up, guys? This is Andrea with The Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you are listening to this recording at. Mina, taking risks and not settling and changing is, it's different, and we label it as hard. Only because we don't know what to do next. We just know that we can no longer be where we're at, or that's no longer, it's no longer a challenge. It's no longer serving us. A challenge becomes negative when it becomes an inconvenience, in the sense that it can cause stress, lack of sleep, issues. That's when it becomes an inconvenience, right? Little bump in the road. Hey, you got a detour. You know, I'm going to take this route to work. Now, you know, this lane will be closed. Try this route and this route. That's your new commute. But in terms of creating the life you want, sometimes that's an inner vision that you have. Sometimes it's seeing somebody's happiness and saying, I want to be happy and free like that. And, you know, trying to mimic their life, which I would never recommend doing. Or finding your own joy, finding your own source of happiness. And not what's written in the books, but your actual happiness. Sitting on that bed in the morning before your day starts, before the world asks things of you and whatnot. You sit there with yourself and what do you want? Instead of ruminating over things at night of what should have, shouldn't have, and, you know, blaming, and take accountability and start your morning off with what you want. Get real with yourself. Even if you don't act on it. Get real with yourself. And not in means of comparison. Don't do that. Once you find out what you want, you know, I'm very basic, you know, be happy, have a community, right? Have a support group, say you're going through something rough, someone to talk to with no judgment. I've been that and I've had that. So those are important. All these different types of things that one may need is important, but the end goal, if I can go extreme and say something, and when you're 90 and 100, you know, maybe laying in your bed and saying these are my end days, and like there's no way you can do something at 100 that you did back in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And I would say, you know, I would say it's a life well lived, right? When you could look back and be like, oh, I couldn't do that anymore. But you did when you could, and that's what matters. So what can you do today to move yourself towards that goal a little bit? What can you do today to move yourself towards some bit of happiness towards your goal? Start looking for a job if you're unhappy where you're at. Start looking for a counselor, therapy from licensed professionals in your relationship. If you're unhappy, to start with yourself. And then maybe invite the spouse in, but start with yourself. Instead of telling your spouse he has to go. Because chances are, if you are with somebody that you deem needs therapy, the fact that you're still there may be something that you need to look into, because nobody wants to be where they're treated and unhappy for too long. For what? Usually fear-based, fear of change, the unknown, right? And so going back to where we started at with the different. We're calling it different. We're not calling it scary or anything, but change is, it's different. And we don't know it. And so the unknown brings the idea of uncertainty, and uncertainty brings the risk of dying. That's how our brains are wired. That's how they are wired. Oh, don't go that scary tunnel. Then you have the other population that does, right? Our first responders, I want to think of, like those people, like they're just wired differently. They're built differently. Or they love the better parts of the job and they endure the ugliest parts of the job, right? I think, and I feel, and I know that as uncomfortable or painful change may be, it's always brought in a better outcome. And many times I didn't know when to let go. And I was dragged. You may be getting dragged right now and not even realize it. Getting pulled left and right. Maybe you're addicted to just being there for everyone and everything and helping and staying busy that you don't have to deal with your own stuff. So you do drugs, you drink, you overeat, you overspend, you gamble, you gossip. There's everything and anything to neglect yourself. You're not important, remember? You don't matter. Say you do, but look at how you feel. Look at where you are. You don't matter. Your needs come last. You can never be so selfish as to put yourself first. Who do you think you are? And so a lot of these ideologies, we don't say them, but subconsciously they're ingrained in us. And it can go as young as childhood. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Early childhood years. Some of your actual emotional wiring gets introduced into you, what you should expect from a caregiver and a guardian within the first 3 years of life. Go figure. So later on in your, you know, school age, your early childhood years, all those things matter. So if you endured abuse, forget it. It's you're going to live, but you're going to live a little differently than someone who didn't. But you're going to live. Look at you living now. You just got to do a little bit more work. And that's okay. That's your life. No pity party. No self-loathing. Chin up and we move forward. And we deal with it. We take accountability. And we send back accountability to people. We forgive. We seek a way to do that, even if they never ask for an apology. These early childhood years where your needs were neglected by an emotionally unavailable parent who perhaps was also neglected as a child. So how are they going to know how to parent and care and stuff? They may do some type of babying or enabling. Right, to overcompensate, and that's a thing in itself. But there are healthy ways on how to care for a child and how to be nurturing and logical and not overly emotional, but also not negligent, emotionally negligent. And you know, when a child, when you get told you're not important, your needs are not important, this isn't important, you kind of start to believe that. And then you may see other women, you know, show that their needs aren't important, and other women in your family. And that may create something like, do I matter? Am I just living in your world? And so a lot of these things can be confusing, because when you become an adult, you realize that you are not accountable. You're not under a shadow. So the way you're raised in a household or group homes or foster homes or wherever you were raised, it when you're on your own, it really brings perspective. But I'm sharing this, you know, if you are that age group or you are older or you are raising somebody in that age group or whatever it may be, we do not own anybody, right? We are companions and guides and partners, but we are not owners of anybody. And I think the number one takeaway is obviously lead by example, but also to live and let live. Super hard. I know I have children, so it's super hard to see that because you just want to tell them everything play by play, what's going to happen and how to do that. You know what it does? It gives you peace of mind and it stresses them out because a lot of things are not going to happen. So unless you're, you know, racing thoughts, I don't want to say OCD because I think like diagnosing that ADHD, OCD, it's become like buzzwords and it's funny and stuff like that, but they're real diagnoses. People have these things, right? Narcissistic people have these things. These are real diagnoses. I've said it before, so, and I may say it again because I'm human, but right now I am present and conscious and I'm aware of it. This is my best moment right now. I'm trying to do that a little more these days, is be present, because I have space to do that. I initiated change. I jumped. And ever since I was 15, I mean, I've always just kind of been like, I was raised by my grandpa and, you know, I was always with him. He didn't have, he had a oldest, I was just like his first side-by-side granddaughter. So obviously just followed him everywhere. It's kind of what happened, you know, just went everywhere, did everything. And I have very fond memories from a very young age of sucking it up and, you know, handling and managing and doing. And so you can only imagine now where I'm like, okay, there's another way to think. Okay, there's another way to live. And so I begin to challenge these thoughts, which if you are, you know, you'll get labeled the black sheep, and there's this way, this is the way we do it, and what are you doing? And you have to be a special type of person to be able to go, I wouldn't say contrary, but challenge and question. Because you're going to stand alone a lot of the time. You're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be mocked. You're going to be punished. You're going to be cut off. You will be abandoned. And I was abandoned. And I think seeing those things happen to people, I can sympathize with them. And depending where they are in their journey, I know that they will heal. So it always kind of is full circle for me when I see those things. Because I know that in the absence of noise comes healing. Because you sit with yourself. You sit with yourself at 5 a.m. on the corner of your bed. And you sit with yourself. And when I say with yourself, I mean with God. Because we're never by ourselves. You sit with Christ. When we count our blessings more than we count our problems, that is mindset. When we do things and we don't know why we do things, that is our subconscious. Getting therapy, counseling, talking to a licensed professional to figure out why we do what we do is extremely helpful. But it's work. So if you are in a position where you're like, this is no longer working for me, I just want to, you know, avoid, or you're finding yourself doing behaviors that, you know, I knew this woman would drink and she just threw herself in the hospital constantly because of alcoholism. She's an alcoholic. And as addicts and as alcoholics, we have to be very careful Because we just change the vice. We don't necessarily deal with the root problem if we are not conscious and aware. If we think we can handle it and we're dealing, right? Because what you end up doing is pretending. And you're screwing yourself over. Because pretending will catch up to you at some point. Physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. Cannot pretend that we are flawed or not flawed. We cannot pretend that it doesn't hurt. We cannot pretend that, you know, we want more. We crave more. We crave change, but we are afraid. Then it turns into seeing somebody else live the life that you want. That's supposed to be your life. You're supposed to be happy like that too. Well, what's the difference if that person took a chance and changed? They took a leap. They jumped. But before that, more than likely, they were dragged. And although you put your foot outside of the circle of your little comfort bubble there, of the same thing every weekend, every day, It doesn't change that you're not doing the work. And you know that. That's your truth to yourself. So what does this create? It creates bitterness. It creates anger. It creates envy. It creates jealousy. It creates hatred. And you carry that. And you can spew that into the world. You're upset at yourself for falling short. And you're either blaming other people, mocking them, or willowing and self-loathing, self-pity. Those are a couple of things that you are doing that are actually putting you 10 steps behind when all you could be doing is just one simple step every day. And if you can't do it every day, twice a week. And if you can't do it twice a week, once a week. And if we can't do it once a week, once a month. But what happens is this beautiful trigger. How when you decide based on your revelation from yourself, from your true self, on what it is you want. Do you want fame? Do you want power? Do you want respect? Do you want acceptance, validation? Do you want to feel worthy? Do you want love? Care, status. Do you want to give it to the men and show them, huh? That chip on your shoulders powered you here so far, but through all of that, now you're here and you're like, now what? Because that wasn't a sustaining driver. I'm telling you. You can get to the same place probably in a quicker amount of time if you move with being honest with yourself. If you move in honesty with yourself and in alignment with yourself. What do I mean when I say alignment? I mean your truth, your life that's supposed to be your life. A lot of my podcast episodes, vlogs, texts, and stuff, it's for the people who have gone through things, and it's mental health, if I had to group it up into one thing, right? And so maybe your life is pretty normal, right? And you didn't really have those traumas or those things. Maybe your trauma was subtle and you don't see, but maybe it wasn't, you know? Maybe you had a mom who just compared you to your siblings or made you feel like you weren't pretty enough or good enough. Maybe your mom didn't feel good enough and pretty enough. Maybe you felt because you wanted to do something wild and crazy at those early childhood years, you were just shamed and guilted, and that's just how you walk around life. Worried about what people are going to say. Guilting yourself off of somebody else's guilt and shame. And that's how you live your life, and you live your life, and you live your life, and then you meet someone who doesn't live like that. and it triggers you and it intrigues you. And then you feel free, you feel close with that person, and then you hurt that person because the ugliness inside of you comes out. The fear. When you're carrying guilt and shame, what type of life do you think you're going to have? Superficially, probably decent. What do you mean? You know, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 a year? A decent life. Pay for stuff. Private schools. Do what you need to do. But at the end of the day, when you sit with yourself and you're like, why? This could be better. This could be better. This could be better. You could be better. It's you. It's always you, and it's always been you. It's called accountability. Change your mind. Change your life. Start with you. It starts with you. There's BetterHelp. There's Alma. These are just some online things. There's different providers for mental health. You may not always like them. Don't stop. Keep talking until you find one. Dish out what you feel comfortable with. Talk about certain things you want to do. Ask for different counselors when you're not happy with it. Talk to somebody who is outside of your group. Or is the blind leading the blind. I remember, saying to somebody, yeah, I was like in an old girls group home and this or this. Oh, that makes sense. Why? Right? Oh, stop. Oh, my God. And, the girl said that. I was like, they're both raging alcoholics, sexaholics. Like, they're just, and I'm looking at them and I'm just like, oh, okay. I think they meant to shame me or guilt me, but the rebellion, it... Right, in the sense that you're just gonna do and be who you are and what you want, it triggers them because maybe they wanted to at some point, and stuck in jobs they hate and careers they hate, doing things semi-love, for the most part, but not their true, full-fledged service to the world aligned with their purpose. They're not living that. Oh no. You're running about 50%. We see somebody running like that. Well, yeah, they're like this, but they're like that too. How would you know what it is to run at 100% if you've never ran it? If you don't get back up to it. How? And how could you, a person listening to this who's running at 100%, not busy work, your full soul purpose 100%, which, mind you, is not entirely exhausting. Exhausting is the work you do that you have to do. Living is the work you do that you love and are meant to do. There's a difference. You tolerate or you embrace. You endure or you enjoy. It's Monday. How is your Monday going? How is your Sunday night reminiscing about your Monday? What about waking up? And what about walking? And what about the commute to work? I don't know if that's from your bed to your desk. It depends. A lot of people work from home now. A shout out. A lot of people move to somewhere near a beach. They go do their beach walk and then they jump and take some calls and do their work and call it a day and enjoy a fresh seaside dinner watching sunset. There's that too. But what did that take? It took change. You had to take a risk. You have to know que te vale madre, pero de la buena. Right? That's where people get things mixed up at. I don't care. They think I don't care on the very basic primitive notion is I don't care about you, let the world burn. No. Maybe it's left open for interpretation. I don't care is a powerful statement. If you know what you, I mean, it's rude, right? You should say, I don't mind. It doesn't matter. I don't have a preference. I get that part. Okay. I don't care. It's so liberating in the sense that it, you know, and it does hold a little bit of rebellion to it, to, you know, that I'm saying it. Another step forward, and could be, you know, your next step could be like, I have a vision. I'm focused. I'm determined. And that's more powerful. Women, oof, we are powerful. We are powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. And when you are loved properly, start by loving yourself. When you are loved properly and you enjoy life and you walk into the world like the woman you are meant to be, not something else or somebody else, you are powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Change requires some type of rebellion. And like I always say, good to all, harm to none. It doesn't have to cause hurt or pain, although it may, and here are some tips on how you can communicate that. You know, I know it may cause pain or hurt to the people who are used to having you be in a set way. They're used and expecting this of you. Well, I no longer choose to be that, entertain that, engage with that. That is no longer who I choose to be. You can change who you want to be any day of the week, baby. Any day of the week, you can change who you want to be. It's beautiful. You can make a choice every single day to stop doing the things that suck your soul of life because you think and live in guilt and shame and fear. Ugh, those words drain me just talking about them. When you take on the challenge of you versus you, it's personal. When you decide it, you have to decide it. You notice a lot of times people have a blow up, right? After the breakup, after the job change, after this huge cut and release, there is a change. For a reason. Sometimes it was involuntary. That's called being dragged. You can get your butt dragged any day of the week too, mind you. You can change or you can get dragged. But unless you know who you are and what you want, I mean, you will be dragged. You'll be dragged along and you'll think you are making a choice, but you're not. You're a slave to consumerism, capitalism. You're a slave to those things. Because you say, that's what brings happiness. Look at them, they're happy. Yeah, give me 10,000, I'll be happy. I'll fade off in a couple months. Quicker than normal lately, right? It's just not doing it. I feel like I've gotten to the point where I want to actually return back to a more simpler state. I don't want a lot of what I thought I wanted as soon as I got it. I'm like, oh, well. It just, that's not it for me. Because I know that true happiness lies in your soul. And when you continue to lie to your soul, by doing things that disrespect your truth and allowing fear, guilt, shame, and trauma, old trauma, overtake your journey. It's just, you die a little bit quicker inside, even if your body's still alive and going. And so we got a world full of half-dead people because they don't want to change. They don't want to take that risk. They don't want to do what they're meant to do and supposed to do because of fear, guilt, and shame. That one time they messed up and everyone laughed. The one time they continue to fail and everyone's like, oh, man, I remember this person always had a new... She was her friend, you know, and... I'm in contact with, you know, the girl that was being gossiped about. And the girl would tell you to hang around this girl. I said, yeah, she does this and this. You know, she's a professional. So I would go to her for services. And the girl goes, oh, she's always selling something. And the girl was. She had her job. She was always in two different MLMs doing something. Because that was her nature. Right? That was her nature. She liked to be doing something on the side. And I respect that. And, you know, as a person who likes entrepreneurial chats and talks and like the vibe, it's interesting. You know, I think MLM people, startups, they have that. They have that in them. And obviously it's easier. The idea is that you are getting something and it's plug and play. And so you will attain that. And we won't get into that conversation, but it just, you know, it dawned on me that I ended up admiring the girl because of her fearlessness in taking this. And mind you, I was already in relationship, you know, friendship with her. So, you know, I see her and she's still going. She's still doing what she does. And she's learning and she's growing and she's adding to her plate. And she, you know, she bought a house and she opened her business and, like, she's growing and she desires and she opened up another business, you know, instead of the MLM. She's like, I'm going to go back to school and learn this service and do this. And just a beautiful human being. So sweet, you know, when you get to know her and just funny. But, man, you know, that person had the confidence, you know, I've known them equally amount of years, to say those things just very openly. And, you know, they were said about me too. I found out, obviously, right? You already know how it goes. Later on, it is what it is. But, later on, it just kind of dawned on me, like, that is an IDGAF. That is an I don't care, pero de las buenas. That is a good, I don't care, right? Or, how we said, moving forward, another way to say it could be, I have faith. I am determined. I believe. And she rocked it, you know? Every year was literally, like, for 5 or 6 years, it was, like, literally something new, something different. And I like it. Because people could be out there being destructive, like gossiping about other people and shaming them and living in their fear and living in their guilt. And that's typically what happens. You see somebody doing stuff that maybe you want to do, you don't know how to. And I've heard some people say, like, hey, how did you get started? I had a mentor, a mentee. Hey, how did you get started, miss? And I said, oh, I did this and this and this. And then I was like, miss, like, dang, am I that old? But, you know. Yeah, a little bit older. And so there's a time where you get to pass the torch, but you got two, if you're young and you got two types of older people, you got one that be like, ah, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's too much schooling. It's too much this. You don't need this. You don't need that. You got those people. And then you got other people who have actually been through it, actually are going through it, actually have done it. No theoretical, hands-on, grimy, not grimy, grindy, Shit, some are grimy. I just got to put that out there. So heads up, some are going to do what they need to do to make their bottom dollar at all cost. There's always those. That's going to be in anywhere. I'm sure you got Linda in your office right now. There's always those ladies, right? The third floor. That's it. That's the best. They settled. And so they walk around that way, knowing that they're running at 50%. Crapping and shaming and guilting and putting fear into that person that, you know, that person seems this way and this way. It's unknown. I don't know it, so it must be wrong. They're bad. Stay away. Let me tell you something. When you come around people like me or other people, you're going to feel a couple of things sometimes. You're going to feel like danger, or you're either going to feel empowered or annoyed, like one or the other. Like, oh, something's... When you are in your full power, it's going to be uneasy for people who are not. And I am barrio. I grew up in the barrios. And they were a little bit dangerous. And some women are dangerous. And some men are dangerous. But they're disciplined. And they know when to hold back. And we hold back a lot. So much that it seems like a distant person that you were. It's still there. It's still there. But it's been, what I don't know, domesticated. I don't know what you want to call it. But the difference between, you know, someone who is not dangerous and is calm is just that they're harmless. They're not controlled, they're harmless. They couldn't defend anything. And maybe that's the way some people want the world to be. I don't. I look at a lot of professional men and, you know, I see the jaw clench. I recognize those things. And I see the other ones who are harmless, who have been emasculated. And so to see a woman stand this way or something, it bugs them. I mean, it attracts them, right? It's just like moth, like, ooh, too light. It attracts them. They want it. They want to possess it. Like a girl sees a guy with a camioneta or, you know, just something like, ooh, that's my, no girl, that's his. Same thing with the guy. You see a woman in this type of energy. Wow, just, I'm not a man. I don't desire to be a man. I'm a woman. And women are powerful. We are powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. And we balance it with nurturing and caring. We embrace it all into one. And that's what makes a woman so beautiful. Is that we know how to be dangerous. But we don't. We don't run on attack. And then you have women who are harmless. And I don't know how life goes for them, but I fear it doesn't. I don't know. But somebody who is able to say, this is what I am. Because I had my 5 a.m. corner of the bed talks with myself. This is all of who I am. I am trash. I am powerful. I am nothing and I am everything. And when you have that type of confidence, if that's all you have in this world and you lost every single materialistic thing, every physical person you cared about, and you have that instilled in you somewhere, even if you lose it with the things of the world that just bombard you every single day because you choose to let it, you will always find it. Because you will remember what it feels like and you will know that that is your truth. because you have been truthful with yourself. You have found your truth. You've created your truth from that point forward. You created it. Nobody came in and said in a magazine, this is what a happy life looks like. Look at this cruise and this vacation. This is the happy life. That's what's being marketed to you. I'm a marketer for, you know, my whole life. Small businesses, operations, marketing, people. I work with people. Going on 2 decades, I would say. And I can tell you that you're being told what to think. And you need to think for yourself. And you need to stand up for yourself when someone says you're crazy and that's crazy. And you need to be okay with being called crazy because we're in a world where you can't think for yourself without being called that at this point. I can't imagine if you read the Constitution of the United States and like everything they put out for us. I mean, some things are really crappy, right? I'm not going to talk about one section in particular, but there's different parts and it is for us. It is for us, the people, the governed, the people who live here, the people who work, the people who, the small business owners, the bread and butter, the backbreakers, the of the whole world that get up and do stuff to keep these things running and going. It is for us. But with a little bit of food, a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of alcohol, a little bit of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you're good. You don't need any of that. A little bit of Jesus, right? A little bit on Sunday. You'll be okay. It's comfortable. You can endure a lot. Or you can live a lot. And I want you to live. And I'm sure my God and your God want you to live your purpose. 100%. I do not believe we came on this world to suffer. And I hope you don't either. This has been fun. and that I've gotten to talk to you in a way that is so personal and near and dear to my heart. I've taken some time off to do some work on the Vault Business Membership, which is an online monthly subscription where you get audios and you get different types of templates, layouts, affirmations every single month. And this is for small business owners and just any entrepreneurs out there doing their own thing. This is a good place to build community. And even if it's just with me today. But I am certainly wishing you all a very happy and beautiful March. And I cannot wait to connect with you guys again. Don't forget to listen to the rest of the series. We have a new episode dropping. The latest series that we're recording is called Self-Hating Mexican, and we go into kind of the perspective of, I'll just say this quote, we have to be more Mexican than the Mexicans and more American than the Americans, and it's exhausting. That's from Selena, right? And it is just one of the most fun movies, and from my favorite actors, Edward James Olmos. One of the things I want to do is also have you guys go check out my socials. If you're not following me, go check out TikTok and Instagram and, you know, Facebook. I'm not very active on there. I just kind of have stuff go on, but you'll find me on IG and TikTok. I got Snap on there for y'all too, WhatsApp as well. You guys mean the world to me. Your support means a lot to me, I should say. And, you know, if you're listening to this to better your situation, I really, really pray that that does happen for you, because I believe everyone deserves to be forgiven. Everyone deserves to be loved. Everyone deserves to be championed, backed, loved, embraced, accepted, and cared for when they are giving love and being love and doing harm to none. There's a condition there, huh? No harm. You have to be kind. And you have to start with being kind to yourself. I love you too much. Go check out theandreaeffect.com to find journals and planners there. Instant downloads for you as well. And I can't wait to talk to you guys again soon. Go check out the socials so we can stay in touch. Besitos. Vámonos.